Yeah, four-way now, we turn to the current series of Believe It. Richard Wilson is his almost true radio autobiography. This week, Richard is on a quest for the perfect meal.
I'm Richard Wilson, and you're listening to Believe It, the radio story of my life, my radiography.
If you're young at heart,
I'm 82 now, had my 82nd birthday party at the Ritz, but like the man says, I'm young at heart. I haven't lost my edge, oh no. I'm still open to new ideas and young people. That's what I said at my tea party to David Tennant and Peter Capaldi. I don't want to get stuck in my ways. I want to stay edgy.
That's admirable.
So I have to spend as much time as I can with young people.
Like us, you mean?
Well,
how old are you now, Peter?
59 3/4.
Really? I'd have said 59 1/2.
Ta. I meant young women, really. Hashtag me too. Okay, I don't know what a hashtag is, but I know young women are the future.
Where are they then? They don't seem to be here.
That's because this is the present.
There's a young woman right in front of you.
Oh, yes.
But she's a waitress, Richard.
She is now, yes. But I'm going to talk to her. We could well become friends. And next year she won't be a waitress. She'll be a guest.
Well recovered, sir.
Edgy.
You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams.
On my way to talk to her, I sat down. I felt very alive, very open to new experiences. But I also felt a tad sleepy. I nodded off, as I tend to do around 4 these days.
We couldn't help noticing you needed a nap.
I needed it. I had it. It's over.
You're 82 now, Richard. Relax. Have the holiday of a lifetime. Go to Fiji, Bali, Ecuador, Goa, the Great Barrier Reef.
Are you speaking slowly and clearly?
No.
You're speaking like you're speaking to an old person.
Speaking clearly, I grant you.
Well, don't.
Now, come on, Richard. You can't ask one of our finest actors not to speak clearly.
Don't upset him.
It's like asking one of our finest bus drivers not to drive safely.
But now the days are short.
I went home and ate a shepherd's pie for one with peas. And I mashed the peas into the pie. What a sad old chap I was. Mr. Edgy, Mr. Squidgy, more like. All lips and gums and squashy food. I left my dirty plate on the table, too washed up to wash up. Then I turned on Newsnight, and there she was. An angry young female chef talking about her life. Her name was Jazz Vegan.
I spent 10 years in kitchens being shouted at by men. All these arrogant men who couldn't believe a black girl who grew up on an estate had anything to offer. See, that's why I call my cooking diversity fusion. Because it's for women, it's for black people, it's for gay people, lesbian people, trans people. You know, why shouldn't they have the meal of a lifetime? Why shouldn't they eat asparagus spear, dulse, kombu, lily bulb congee?
I'd heard enough. I was rejuvenated.
Make me feel so young.
I couldn't wait to tell McKellen and Cher.
Say again.
She was born Jasmine Franklin, but she changed her name to Vegan.
Does that make her a better chef?
I think it's rather bold.
But do you think I'd be a better actor if I changed my name to Brando?
Maybe not.
Actually, I rather like Ian and Brando.
The point is, she's the future. Diversity fusion. And I want to be part of it.
What on earth is diversity fusion?
It's food. She has a 2-star Michelin restaurant in Brampton with a vegan tasting menu costing £85.
Oh, Richard, that's outrageous.
So what? Gordon Ramsay's outrageous. Can't a young black woman be outrageous too?
Sorry, I don't know where Brampton is.
No one does. Even the people who live there aren't sure. It's somewhere in Suffolk. Finding it is part of the challenge.
But why does there have to be a challenge?
Because a restaurant should be edgy. If you were young like me, you'd understand.
Let's not talk about another restaurant. Mario might get upset.
Sir Ian, Mr. Wilson. How are we today?
Fine, thank you, Mario.
All the better for seeing you.
For today's specials, we have veal saltimbocca, veal with sage, prosciutto and marsala is very nice, roast chicken, no potatoes and asparagus. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
No salaria and courgette sorbet.
No, today we have veal saltimbocca, roast chicken with no potatoes and asparagus.
You see, he wasn't even listening. His mind is closed. How long have we been coming here? 20 years, 30? What's changed?
Well, nothing, Richard. That's why we like it. It's comforting.
Who can remember what they ate the last time we were here?
I can't remember precisely, but it was probably the same as at the time before.
Exactly. New potatoes are the oldest new potatoes in town. Jazz Vegan does angry potatoes.
More?
Oh, look, Mario's got his pepper grinder out.
Yes, very nice.
The penisocracy is finished. I'm taking my friends to Jazz Vegan's for the meal of a lifetime. My treat. What do you think?
That's very generous of you.
You are inviting us, aren't you?
Aren't you?
I love it when you look at me like this. Actors, desperate for reassurance. That's why I love directing.
Yes, I see. So you're directing this meal, are you?
That's right. I'm casting as we speak. You two are competing for the same part. The gay theatrical night. I'm not taking two. I want my cast to be diverse.
Well, I'm not competing with Tony. It's undignified.
I don't mind competing. I'm keen to go.
I'm choosing Tony, then, for his enthusiasm.
Well, you go, then. You go on, Tony. Enjoy your diversity fusion vegan cooking in all its fashionable and specious pretension. I shall be at home eating bacon and eggs. You can't get less vegan than that.
I'm not so sure. Sour grapes are vegan, aren't they?
Nice.
The meal of a lifetime. It even sounded like a play. And what's a restaurant but a theatre with food? My cast was shaping up. Next, I met Miriam Margolyes at the Brompton Cemetery. It's one of her favourite haunts. My treat. Will you come?
Oh, that's sweet of you, Richard, but I'm not really a foodie. When people ask what I like to eat, I say lots.
Please, Tony's coming. It'd be so diverse if you came too.
How do you mean, diverse? You mean you don't want just gay boys? You want a muff muncher too.
Well, I wouldn't put it as crudely as that.
So, would you like me to put it as crudely as that?
Well, yes.
Fine. The muff muncher would be delighted.
Thank you.
Oh, look at this tomb. I always visit her. In loving memory of Emmeline Pankhurst, wife of R.M. Pankhurst, at rest June the 14th, 1928. What a fantastic woman. So inspirational.
Yes, but as a lesbian feminist, I think it's a shame they mention her husband.
You're not a lesbian feminist, Richard. That's me.
Me, you, and Jazz Vegan. It's catching. Me, Miriam, Tony Shah. It wasn't diverse enough, was it? Sir Tony was a white knight, so it was obvious who I needed. I called my black knight friend, Sir Lenny Henry. Sadly, he was indeed a long way from home. Lenny was in Jamaica filming a documentary about the Commonwealth. Oh, well, you can't be cast if you're not available. It was time to choose my token young white male. It's called The Meal of a Lifetime. Why don't we have a read?
Okay.
Why not?
I printed off some pages.
Thank you.
Who's playing what?
Peter, why don't you read first male diner and David, you read second.
Right. Cavallo Nero, Caron Crisps, Kohirabi Remoulade.
Roasted sunchoke, living greens, burnt lemon ketchup.
Asparagus spear, dulse combo, lily bulb congee.
Chiffonaded shiso, quinoa crusted Romanesco, triple cooked sweet potato shavings, scallion oil douche. Sorry. Richard, is this a play or a poem?
It's a menu.
I don't understand. You're directing a menu?
I'm taking some friends to a vegan restaurant for the meal of a lifetime. And I'd like to take you or Peter.
You're auditioning us for a meal.
Blimey,
That's quite edgy, isn't it?
Thank you. I've heard all I need. I'm not going to say I'll let you know. I'm going to pay you the respect of telling you to your face. It's Peter.
Thank you. How exciting.
Why is it Peter?
You said quinoa. It's pronounced quinoa.
Oh, for God's sake, I mispronounced one word.
Ah.
So what's a first read? It's what happens. Happens in Shakespeare, it happens in menus. That's what rehearsals are for.
Ah, but quinoa is such a key word in the vegan vocabulary. If you don't know how to pronounce quinoa, you shouldn't be eating vegan.
Ugh.
You're not worthy, David. Sorry.
It's like auditioning for Othello and saying Iago.
Or Othello.
Well, bollocks. Or should that be bullocks?
You're in good company, David. Ian didn't make it either. He'll be at home eating bacon and eggs.
Well, I'll join him then. The meal of a lifetime is a stupid idea. It just means every meal after that is going to be disappointing. Hate it when someone says to me, that was the performance of a lifetime.
Well, no danger of that today.
I'm gonna keep well, my vegetables card off and sell. My vegetables, I love.
I immerse myself in the world of vegetables. Chewing carrots, but he's chewing meat, eggs and fish. I even went online and did a teach yourself vegan course.
I say it, then you say it. Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Chipotle. A smoke-dried jalapeno pepper.
Chipotle. A smoke-dried jalapeno pepper.
I love it, you guys.
I love it, you guys. Then I drove down to Suffolk to meet Jazz Vegan.
It's so great you're coming. I'll give you the room at the back so you get some privacy.
Thank you very much.
And there will be four of you, right?
Yes. There's Miriam Margulies, who's lesbian.
Right.
Tony Scher, who's gay.
Gotcha.
Peter Capaldi, who's ethnic Scots.
I love him. He's great.
And me. Now, the thing is, I'm gay, which is edgy, but I'm also white.
Oh, it's not your fault.
I invited Lenny, but he's filming. That's Lenny Henry, by the way, not some random white window cleaner called Lenny.
Listen, it's okay. I've dropped the whole diversity thing.
Oh, you haven't? You can't have done. Why?
I got an email from Sir Ian McKellen.
God, he gets everywhere.
He said, you can't charge what I charge and pretend it's for everyone. Let's face it, it's for rich people, isn't it?
Yes, but it's for rich gays, rich lesbians, rich blacks, rich disabled, rich poor people. Oh, no, that doesn't work.
Less politics, more vegetables. That's what he said. Do you want to talk asparagus?
Very much. Actually, can someone use my phone to film our conversations?
Sure, why not?
I've tried filming myself, but the phone always goes to voicemail. I spent many hours in Suffolk that day, doing what directors do. Talking, researching, planning, controlling. The lighting of the room, the design of the table, the placement of the people. Should Peter sit next to Tony? Should Miriam sit facing the table? Or should she sit with her back to it? Should Tony sit under the table? I was directing the meal of a lifetime. It had to be different from every other meal. It had to be unforgettable. Miriam, Tony, Peter and I set off one Saturday at 9 in the morning. I decided that the meal of a lifetime should be lunch when people are fresher. And food is too. There was much joy and laughter in the car.
There once was a spear called asparagus. Come on, Miriam, find a rhyme for asparagus. You did English at Cambridge.
I'll try. There once was a spear called asparagus that went out of its way to embarrass us.
Very good. Keep going.
It turned our wee green, which looked quite obscene. Dum, 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 asparagus. Come on, Richard.
Come on what?
Finish it off.
Let's listen to this instead.
This isn't about asparagus.
It's from Jesus Christ Superstar, isn't it?
That's right, the Last Supper, to put you in the mood.
But we're going for lunch.
I want you to think about the momentous nature of what's to come. The meal of a lifetime has to be a religious experience.
Actually, Tim Rice is quite a vegan name.
That's true.
So's Andrew Red Pepper.
And
please stop enjoying yourself.
Sorry.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm Jazz.
Hello. I'm Miriam. I'm a lesbian.
Actually, that doesn't matter now. McKellen told Jazz to drop the diversity and concentrate on the food.
Oh, all right. Do you mind if I carry on being lesbian anyway?
No, please. Help yourself.
You are gorgeous.
Thank you. Can I just say, I am honoured you've come all this way. And if you enjoy it, tell everyone. Because celebrity endorsement is so important to a restaurant like ours. Anything you'd like to ask?
Do you have specials of the day?
We don't, because every dish is special.
That's telling us.
I'll come back in a minute and take your order.
Thank you.
I fancy the Cavolo Nero Caram Crisps Kohlrabi Remoulade.
Me too. I don't know what it is, but it sounds fantastic.
I'm also strangely drawn to the triple-cooked sweet potato shavings.
What would you recommend then, Richard? You know this menu better than any of us. You've really studied the text.
Yes. What are you going to have?
I'm having nothing.
Oh, dear. You're not feeling well?
On the contrary, I'm feeling marvellous. I've been building up to this moment for weeks.
I don't understand.
I'm directing, not participating. You are the stars.
Blimey, you're serious.
I am. You go ahead.
Are you ready?
I certainly am. I'd like the Cavolo Nero, Caram Crisps and Kohlrabi Remoulade.
And I'd like the one with the sweet potato shavings.
The chiffonade chiso?
Me too, with the quinoa. Pronounced quinoa.
And what would you like?
I'd like to direct. So, cancel all that and give everyone asparagus spear, dulse, kombu, lily bulb congee. I want everyone to have the same experience at the same time. That's what theatre is all about.
Wow, we can't argue with that.
Well, we can, but the prospect's a bit frightening.
Right, so 4 asparagus spears. And do you want water for the table?
No, tables don't drink. A few minutes later, the waitress arrived with 3 asparagus spears. The meal of a lifetime was about to begin. Or was it?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
My goodness. When it says asparagus spear, it really is an asparagus spear.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, Lottie. This is Lottie, everyone. She's come to take some photos, so no eating just yet.
Nice to see you all. Won't take long.
Actually, if I may, Richard, I know this is the meal of a lifetime, but it's a private occasion, and I'm not sure I subscribe to the whole celebrity Instagram culture of showing yourself off all the time.
I have to say, I agree with Tony.
It does seem a tad intrusive, Richard.
You're confused. Lottie's here to take photos of the food.
Oh, right.
Yeah, if you could back away from the table, please.
Oh, right. Yes, I'll get out of your way.
Okay, that's great. Lovely. Excellent. Ah, beautiful. What's that next to the asparagus?
Kombu, brown seaweed.
Is that its best side? It looks a bit lifeless.
I don't think seaweed has sides.
Can I mess it up a bit?
Can you mess up the Mona Lisa a bit?
Sorry, does that mean no?
Yes, it means no.
Okay. Fabulous. Do you want me to shoot the salt and pepper?
Of course. Shoot everything on the table. Everything on stage, as it were.
Okay, would you guys mind putting your hands near the salt cellar, just to give us an idea of scale?
How do you want my hand? Like this? Like this?
Do you want me to fondle it?
Please stop building up your parts. 5 minutes later, Lottie was finished. The meal of a lifetime was about to begin again. Again. Or was it?
Right, let's get stuck in.
No.
What do you mean?
Put down your knife and fork.
Why?
Better do as he says, Miriam.
I want to eat.
You're not here to eat. This is the meal of a lifetime. You're here to learn and understand and appreciate.
Richard, I'm hungry.
Put your knife and fork down slowly. Thank you. And keep your hands where I can see them, okay? May we have the screen now, please? Right, everyone. As you know, this dish is asparagus spear, dulse, kombu, lily bulb congee. I've made a short film about each ingredient, so I'd like you to watch the films before you tuck in.
When you say short, how long are they?
No longer than they need to be.
But no shorter.
Exactly.
Can I make a suggestion?
Of course you can. I welcome suggestions from actors.
Can we do it in stages? After we've watched the short film about the asparagus spear, can we eat the asparagus spear?
That's a very good idea.
Nice one, Tony.
Thank you.
Right. A short film about an asparagus spear, directed by Richard Wilson. I'm here at Aldborough Beach on the Suffolk coast with the chef Jazz Vegan.
Hi.
Now, Jazz, perhaps your most famous dish is asparagus spear dulse kombu lily bulb congee.
Yeah, it's kind of my signature dish.
Now, tell us how the beach relates to that dish.
Okay, I love walking this beach with my dog, just looking for stuff. You know, sea kale, bits of wood from old ships, amber.
Amber is old resin, isn't it?
Is it nearly finished?
Yeah, it's yellowish brown, you know, like amber at traffic lights. And one day I found this piece.
That's beautiful.
And I thought, that's it. That's the colour I want the butter to be when I spoon it over my spear. So whenever I'm preparing that dish, I keep this piece of amber next to the pan.
Remarkable. And how do you choose an asparagus spear?
You line all the spears up, side by side, and you look for one that's flawless. It's sort of like that old programme on the telly when I was a kid, Miss World.
But it's not sexist because asparagus has no sex.
That's right. Miss Asparagus, Mr. Asparagus, it's all the same. You're just looking for gender-free perfection.
That's it. So, what do you think?
It was great, Richard.
It's the Citizen Kane of asparagus movies.
Can we... I'm afraid to use the word.
Eat? Oh, yes. On the count of three, eat it slowly, mind. Don't rush it.
Okay. Three, two...
No. I do the count.
Sorry.
Right then. On the count of three, the meal of a lifetime begins. No cheating, mind. Just eat the asparagus spear.
Just the spear.
Just the spear.
Just the spear.
Okay, then. Here we go. Three, two, one, eat. Tony, what do you think?
It's exquisite. The texture's fantastic.
And the butter?
The butter's superb. It's so amber.
Peter?
I agree. It's so succulent. Perfect.
Miriam, is it like the best sex you've ever had?
No. It looks too much like a penis. But that's the best asparagus spear I've ever had. Can we see the film about the seaweed now?
Dulse. A dark red edible seaweed with flattened branching fronds. No. No more films.
You mean we can just eat it?
No. We're leaving. Can we have the bill, please, Jazz?
We're not leaving now.
We've had one asparagus spear.
One lousy asparagus spear.
One perfect asparagus spear.
Sorry. Guys, is there a problem?
On the contrary. Everyone can remember everything they've had, and everything was perfect. That's the definition of the meal of a lifetime. So we're off.
But there's more to come.
We can't risk disappointment. Sorry.
Please. How's that going to look to the other customers? You've only been here 10 minutes.
Jazz is right. It'll look like we're walking out.
We're here to support Jazz, aren't we?
Let's sit down and eat everything, and then have seconds.
No, we must go.
Okay. But could you please leave by the back door?
No, that's not unforgettable. We shall leave by the window.
Monsieur Wilson, we've been expecting you. How are you?
Exhausted.
Well, you've driven 200 miles for a 10-minute meal.
You heard?
Yes, I did indeed.
The great thing was, because we left early, I got home in time for my 4 o'clock nap.
Come on in. Well, you know the chef.
Richard.
David.
I hear you had the meal of a lifetime. Well, not you, everyone else. How many rashers would you like?
9?
You'll have to make do with 2.
Fine. It's not veggie bacon, is it?
No, don't worry.
Because that tastes of leather.
Bacon and eggs, sunny side up.
That's very kind. Can I have the eggs with the frilly brown edges?
Oh, you certainly can.
Well, Richard, your reviews are in, and they're outstanding.
I'm glad.
It was absurd and brave. That's what Peter texted. You could put that on a poster.
I'll never forget it as long as I live. Miriam.
That was the intention.
But Tony's was the best of all. I'm not sure what just happened. I mean, that's what people said when they first saw Waiting for Godot.
Oh, it wasn't that revolutionary.
Now, don't be modest. You've changed the game. No one will go out for a meal anymore. They'll go out for a course.
As a matter of fact, they didn't get through a course. They just got through an ingredient.
I raise my mug of builder's tea to you. You still got it, whatever it is. We all thought the future was female, but it turns out the future is very old male.
Have you got any ketchup?
Yes, I think so. Hold on. Yes, here we are, a proper old-school bottle of ketchup.
Yeah, I'm going to squidge a tomato-shaped dispenser.
Oh, no, sorry.
I didn't think so, so I brought one.
Oh, that's very thoughtful.
Here we go.
Oh, that is the nicest farty sound of the world.
Isn't it?
How's your food? Is it all right?
Oh, now, I'll be honest with you.
Right.
At lunch, my expectations were sky-high, but tonight I was expecting ordinary. And that's what you've delivered.
Ah, thanks.
No, no, it's a compliment.
You're saying there's no tension.
Exactly. Everything's just very okay. You ever mash peas into your eggs?
God, no.
You should try it.
Sounds like baby food.
Sounds like baby food and old man food.
Second childhood food.
You're right. Forget that. Bring me some frozen peas and I'll swallow them whole.
Well, that's more like it.
Edgy.
I'm going to be round my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables.
In Believe It by John Cantor, Richard Wilson was joined by Peter Capaldi, Ian McKellen, Tony Scher, Miriam Margolyes and David Tennant, all playing themselves. Jazz Vegan was Aisha Antoine, and Online Vegan, Arabella Weir. Mario was Elliot Levy, and the photographer was Lottie Rice. Believe It was produced and directed by Clive Brill, and is a Brill production for BBC Radio 4.